Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, and I'll probably be reasonably short tonight. I did get another card. Actually, this arrived a few days ago, and it got stuck. I mean, see, one of the things, like normal people, I have a stack of empty egg cartons on the counter. Like normal people, right? Because when my eggs get delivered, typically Friday, tomorrow, I hand them the other, you know, the used egg cartons, because you know, I don't get them from the store. We recycle the egg cartons. They don't get the eggs back. And I am still reliably on the ADED diet, a dozen eggs a day. But this got laid underneath there, so this has been a few days. This was to Zadok. Zadok, online is an example of what good engineering can do. Those that don't like it, shoot the messenger. My message to you are on display on my back wall. Love, Dad. And of course, meaning the cards, those cards there. But at the same time, I got that. I got a letter from the IRS. And, you know, in English and in Spanish. it's humorous and sad. Because you may be eligible for to claim credits and a refund, and notably the recovery rebate credit, you know, the stimulus checks, because in 2020 was like, what, 600, and in 2021, 1400. I got none of it. So the $2,000 total, I got zero. And I qualify for all of it. And it is theft, and I won't take it. But, you know, in the past, I have. I won't anymore. Because all it was, remember, especially the one time, it was a $2 trillion bill in the Congress. And a half a billion was the stimulus. And a billion and a half was, you know, pork, kickbacks, whatnot. And then to pay for that, the estimate I heard was about $8 trillion. And who's going to pay for that? My kids. It's theft. But I did go. I figured Tuesday I went to see if the guy was there at the farmer's market. He was going to be out in the parking lot. He wasn't there. It was a very cold day. I did walk by. He wasn't there. And today I was going to do it, and I ended up late. So I figured, okay, it was cold today, supposed to be warmer next week. But I left and it was maybe 1 o'clock or so, maybe even later than that. And he was there. He was picking things up to end the day. But I was there for potentially an hour. And we had a delightful conversation. Absolutely delightful conversation. Because this guy isn't just a salesman, he's a farmer. So the food I bought, he grew. And I cherish that relationship, one of several. But he's the one that has been most diligent, especially of late. So that was a delight. And I've had, you know, it happens once in a while, you know, where you have attitude problems in the day, and I definitely had an attitude problem today. But so before I left on my hike to, Chris called me for just a brief dialogue. And, one other thing. You know, there are several groups that are doing whistleblowers for, you know, various things. And one is COVID-19 out of Europe, one of several. There's one, several in Canada. There's some in the UK, I think, and this was in Europe, and they're fairly aggressive, showing the fallacies around COVID, and especially the fallacies around the vaccine and the tremendous death, and they're made of it's mostly made up of doctors. who, and a lot of them have been removed from their position because they point out the fallacy. And what they have is a website with all their videos, and they also have a link to another website that they put up for the whistleblower, specifically to offer data. And so, being the tech guy, I went to the website, and I looked into, just some simple things, and looked into what they did to prevent tracking. And they did some things, I wrote them a letter today, and I sent it in via their whistleblower site, and told them that, they did good on this and on this and whatnot. But I also informed them they set up effectively a honeypot. And a honeypot for somebody who says, okay, I'm in the medical field. I want to provide some information, but I got to be careful. And because of the techniques that I described, what will happen potentially is they can be tracked. And non-invasively, without, there's some very simple techniques. And so third parties can find out who has used that site, because obviously it includes me. And even though the message is encrypted, they know the message occurred. And that's the important thing. Because a site like that, obviously, especially a site like that, it's going to have a limited amount of traffic. And those that go to it are more likely to be a whistleblower. And so if you use some of the various techniques that I described to them, what happens is a third party, especially a third party like Google, will know that somebody, a specific party, at a specific time, from a specific location, contacted this site. And so what that's called is a honeypot, in the sense that you're getting people to give up some information which they think is private, and maybe the data is, like I say, is private, but the fact that they communicated isn't. And so therefore they can be tagged. And then you can use other techniques to go after particular people. When you're the mischievous tech guy, you understand these things. But of course, the technique that I've described with Chauffeur Nexus hides all those things. So all the things that I described, how they can be found, doesn't work. This is not playtime. And I'm still trying to find, so I sent them an email today, because I'm trying to find somebody to be the front of this, because it's definitely not me. But in the conversation with Chris today, we needed some uplifting. So we read Isaiah 40. We read the whole thing. It's a reminder of the sovereignty of God, and that he's in control completely. One of the passages verse 13, who has measured the Spirit of the Lord, or what man shows him his counsel? Who did he consult? Who made him understand? Who taught him the path of justice, taught him knowledge, and showed him the way of understanding? I mean, obviously rhetorical questions, but it's something that should sink in. God doesn't have a reference that he looked to. He is the reference. And I really think that's a big deal. That's a really big deal. But the thing that drew us to this is the verses that are often quoted. He gives power to the faint, verse 29. And to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And when you go through struggles, it's a good reminder. I'm not the runner, but I do walk and I don't grow faint. And I really, in you know, again, well, 10 years ago, I wasn't that way. I couldn't walk the way I do 10 years ago. And right now I'm ridiculous. So I've seen that in myself in that sense. But there's the running and walking, I don't think is meant to be talking about running and walking. I really think it's more of the idea of living. And how do we live? How do we live? Where does our hope? Where does our strength? Where does everything come from for us to live another day, another moment, take a next breath? But they who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. You know, when the struggles occur, it's, what do you do? There's a government program. They're going to give me $2,000 worth of stimulus money. No. Turn to the Lord. You know, I think about, I won't look for it. It's the verse that Paul talks about, you know, if I must boast. Okay.
There's
one of the problems I find with doing a search with these tools. You got to spell the words right, and I'm a terrible speller. I think I got the right passage. He was talking about boasting himself. The one case is 2 Corinthians 10. Yeah, I don't think I said. I thought it was in like Romans. Can you tell me what verse is that? Because it has this tongue twister. This is really, really doing well, isn't it? This is really going to get boring here. Even if I boast a little too much of our authority, which the Lord gave us, that's not the passage. He does talk about if you boast in the Lord. All right. Maybe I found it. Yes, it is. 2 Corinthians 11. I repeat, let no one think me foolish, but even if you do, accept me as a fool, so that I too... moving things around here. So that I too may boast a little. What I am saying with this boastful confidence, I say not as the Lord would, but as a fool. Since many boast according to the flesh, I too will boast. For you gladly bear with fools, being wise yourselves. For you bear it if someone makes slaves of you, or devours you, or takes advantage of you, or puts on airs, or strikes you in the face. To my shame, I must say, we were too weak for that. Wherever anyone else dares to boast of, I am speaking as a fool, I also dare to boast of that. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they offspring of Abraham? So am I. Are they servants of Christ? I am a better one. I am talking like a madman. With far greater labors, far more imprisonments, with countless beatings and often near death, 5 times I received at the hands of the Jews the 40 lashes less one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I was adrift at sea, on frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, in dangers from robbers, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger from in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers. In toil and hardship, through many sleepless nights, in hunger and thirst, often without food, cold, exposure, and apart from other things, there was the daily pressure on me of my anxiety for all the churches. Who is weak? Am I not weak? Who is made to fall? Am I not indignant? If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness. The God and Father of the Lord Jesus, who is blessed forever, knows that I am not lying. At Damascus, the governor under King Artas was guarding the city of Damascus in order to seize me, but I was let down in a basket through a window in the wall and escaped his hands. Anyway, the idea of the thing that really gets me is, and I really believe the purpose of this passage is not Paul trying to boast about himself, because he recoils at saying that, talking as a madman kind of idea. But what does he say? I receive, 5 times received the hand of the Jews, 40 lashes less one. How many ever get it once? And he did it 5 times. 3 times beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. Stoning is the idea to, the objective is to kill someone. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day adrift at sea. So, because obviously there was the one recording in Acts about shipwrecked on Crete. It's over and over again. No one goes through this and survives. I think the sleepless nights, hunger and thirst, cold. One of the things, because I'm a stubborn fellow, probably no one knows this, but I take joy, again, I believe it's passed down from my mom. I enjoy open windows. And so it's been the time of year where I can open the windows, except for the last couple of days. It's been cold. But I did not want to turn on the heat. So the last 2 nights, it got below freezing outside, but I did not turn on the heat because I was stubborn. Because starting tomorrow, I was supposed to warm up. So, there was a couple nights of cold, and I just, stubborn. I'm just stubborn. But anyway. But the heat hasn't been on now, and heat or air in, I think, well, over a month, which I'm pleased about. But the idea of being cold. Yesterday I was cold. Last night when I slept. However, I sleep under I'm warm when I'm under the blankets. But anyway, the example of Paul is unbelievable. So I think the reason it's there is to say, I'm sorry, you may think you're going through difficult situations. Nothing like what I put Paul through. So the Lord's saying to you, look, you've got my grace. I think that's the point of this. It's to call. It's to remind us. Yeah, life's hard. Could be a whole lot worse. Nor were we whipped with the broken bones and whatnot in order to rip the skin, and had our bodies nailed to a cross. We didn't go through that. Life's difficult. But we are recipients of grace. Anyway. So, Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The call to wait on the Lord, I felt really strong today, because I was growing impatient. But there's that overwhelming call to say, Lord, I'm near the edge of a cliff, and I'm scared. I'm not going to turn to a government program. I'm going to turn to the Lord. And it's not because I do the right thing. It's because of His grace that I'll survive. And when the day comes, I'm not to survive. You know, even when I was cast out of everything, it was the Lord who held me. Somehow I want to encourage others to be the same way. Not to look at government programs, look at themselves, but wait on the Lord. But they who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Eric Lee, Jack, Tirza, Julia, George, Susanna, Glory Jane, Walter, and Zadok. I'm the dad of all of you. May I point you, encourage you to wait on the Lord. My lady, my wife, your husband loves you and wants you back.